nervous in your bed. I never sleep, avoiding the spots where we'd have to speak. And this bottle of peace is taking me home. We're cuddling close to blankets and sheets, but you're not alone and you're not discreet. Make sure I know who's taking you home. I'm reading your note over again. There's not a word that I comprehend, except when you signed it, I will love you always and forever.
Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock on Friday. Time for another edition of the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom. I am your host, Larry Bloom. That was a perfect way to start the show about divorce. It's Screaming Infidelities by Dashboard Confession. Thank you, Giorgio. Giorgio is behind the controls. If we sound good, it's because of Giorgio. If we don't sound so good, it's because of me. Today, I am joined by Anna Maria Moore, who we will get to in a minute. But first, a couple of updates. First and foremost, a hearty congratulation to my colleague, Larry Sharp, on the birth of his brand new daughter. Congratulations, Larry. Good luck. You're going to need it. Just remember that you need to learn that handshake, the father's handshake, when you meet your daughter's boyfriends. The handshake that says, I'm going to break your hand if you hurt my daughter. I have a daughter, too. I know that handshake well. Another update. On April 16th, I had Lainey Bennett of Millennium Personnel. She was as a guest here. She was such a hit that she has landed her own internet radio gig. And if you email me at Larry@DivorceByBloom, I will give you all of the information to listen to Lainey's first show, which will be on May 12th, I think that's Wednesday, at 6:30 p.m. Now, as you know, I'm a divorce lawyer in New York and New Jersey, and I've been practicing for over 30 years now. 2 years ago, I thought I knew everything there was to know about divorce. I used to joke, bad relationships are my life. Well, two things happened along the way in the last 2 years that made me realize that my knowledge of divorce is limited only to the law and to the legal ramifications of divorce. Those two things, I became a divorce litigant myself, and the second, I started this show. I know I should be more anonymous about the impact of divorce. However, inasmuch as today's show will feature Anna discussing nutrition, I thought I could focus on myself as an example. So I will be doing that a little later on when we talk to Anna. With that said, I have recognized that even a divorce professional with 30-plus years' experience does not know all of the resources available. In my exploration for support for myself, I have discovered for the first time just what is out there to assist me, to assist you, and to assist others going through the manifest life changes of divorce. It is often said that, except for the death of a child, divorce is the most traumatic event in one's life. Divorce is, after all, the death of a marriage, the death of a dream, and the death of an ideal. No one enters into a marriage thinking it's going to end. But people grow apart, and the statistics don't lie. 50% of all first marriages fail, 60% of all second marriages fail, and between 70 and 75% of all third marriages fail. We need help to survive the trauma. While I can help you with the legal aspects, I now recognize my own limitations in the other support requirements of divorce. So I am using this forum to address those areas. We have dealt with re-entering the workforce following a divorce and divorce support groups. In the future, we will talk about divorce from a child's perspective, divorce and life coaching, and any and all other areas of concern for those of us experiencing the pain of divorce. If you have any show ideas, feel free to call me at 212-964-3502 or email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. For questions today of myself or of my guest, the toll-free number here is 877-480-4120. One last point. Sunday is Mother's Day. I want to dedicate this pre-Mother's Day show to the memories of my own mother, Beverly Bloom, and my two grandmothers, Mary Bloom and Lillian Punyon, each of whom provided me with my love of life and my love of food. The love of food, that brings us to Anna Maria Moore. Welcome, Anna, and thanks for being here, and to listen. Thank you for listening to my rambling. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me here in your show.
It's great to have you here. Anna is a holistic nutritionist and a wellness counselor. So I guess the first question is, what is holistic nutrition and how does it differ from regular nutrition?
Well, holistic nutrition is about eating whole foods. That's W-H-O-L-E, eating the spinach, eating the broccoli, eating things without preservatives or additives, eating them in their closest to natural form possible, and eating a variety of these foods and finding how they nourish your body, not just feed you, but not just feed your body, but feed your soul as well.
And could you tell us what wellness counseling is?
Well, wellness is about looking at the whole person. There's all kinds of reasons why people overeat or eat the wrong things. And I have found that as people start to understand their practices, their habits, those things that cause them to eat the things that aren't serving them well, they have to change those things. And so we look at things like sleep and exercise and the other things that are going on in their life, in their environment, that's causing them to eat things that aren't serving them well.
And we're going to talk about that, and particularly the effects of divorce on your life in a minute. But I want to ask you about your background and experience in this field.
Well, my experience started when my father was ill, in the early 90s. I started delving into food and finding that when I fed him differently, and my family helped feed him differently, that his illness changed and that he was stronger for it. And so I became very interested in how food served us, our bodies, and I had children, and then, of course, they became my favorite guinea pigs. And at one point, I was working with the school that my kids attended, and I helped change their menu. Although I had graduated as a lawyer and I was no longer working as a lawyer, I wanted authority, not just as a mom.
I wanted
the authority to keep on helping people to change their diet. And so I found the Institute of Integrative Nutrition where I studied. And
how long did you study there?
That was a 1-year program. And then after that, I worked with the school for two more years.
The school meaning your children's school?
No. The Institute of Integrative Nutrition. I continued working with them. And this is my fourth year. I'm still working with them, counseling student clients, people that come in that want to be counselors as well.
That's great. Now, when we come back, I'm going to want to talk to you about the impact of emotional stress on your body. And that emotional stress, in this particular point of view, is divorce. You are listening to Talking Alternative, the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom. I remind you, our phone number for call-ins, for me or for Anna, is 877-480-4120. Anna, get ready. We're going to talk about divorce and about food. Let me actually start with you for a minute.
Okay.
We will come back and talk about the emotional stress and chemical reactions and toxic effect of food with stress on your body. You're listening to Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
When Love Goes Away, by Anonymous. And if anyone out there knows who Anonymous is, call in. Email me. Call my office. I want to know who sings When Love Goes Away. We have Joan on line one. Hi, Joan. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. Do you have a question for me or for Anna?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
This is the first time I'm listening to you, although I've gotten your emails and I missed one of your previous talks, and I wanted to know... Get the information for the support group you had spoken about before?
Well, there are a number of support groups. There are, you're looking for emotional support? Are you looking for a women's only group? Are you looking for the social aspects or the emotional support? There are many different types of support groups.
Emotional support.
Okay, and you live where? I don't want to know your address. I just want to know what area you live in.
I live in Bergen County.
Okay. There is a group that I am a member of. You'd actually get to meet me. It's called the Rockland Bergen Divorce Support Group. They meet at Panera's on Route 17 North in Ramsey. They have a meeting at 7 o'clock on the first Friday of every month. That's not true. They meet on the third Friday of every month. Let me correct that. The third Friday, not the first. They do have smaller group sessions also with Panera's on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the same place. I spoke with Susie Smith 2 weeks ago, which would have been April 23rd. Mm-hmm. The podcast is at the talkingalternative.com website, and you can certainly listen to the whole show.
And okay, great.
Okay? Do you have any other questions?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Joan.
You're welcome.
Anna, I understand that your training postgraduate is called immersion. Yes. Tell me a little bit that is. So you're a specialist, essentially.
Immersion is about, they call it going inward bound. And that's where we got a lot of the life coaching sessions in to understand why just eating right. And I say that in the way that the media explains what's eating right. Sometimes doesn't work for people. And that's when you really have to look at what else is going on in the person's life to help them help themselves, to alter their environment, or really just alter their mental really, it always comes down to mental perspective and help people change their mental perspective. But really, no one can go inside and change them. They have to do it themselves.
And you help people help themselves.
I help people help themselves.
Now, what percentage of the graduates of the school go on to the immersion?
Well, they graduate about 3,000 people every year, and only about 100 to 200 people go into immersion. And I did it 2 years, so I'm a handful.
You're a handful. You're one of a handful. You may be a handful, but that's we could discuss that another time. So you have a website.
You
want to tell the listeners what your website is?
It's www.annamariamoore.com, and that's A-N-A-M-A-R-I-A, Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
.com. And your phone number in case people want to call you?
917-848.
Let's do it slowly.
Okay. 917-848-8295.
Okay, and we'll be giving you this information again a little later on. Tell me what goes on inside someone's body when they are experiencing extreme stress.
Well, I think we all know what that can be like, and it's different for everybody. Some people it's heart palpitations. Some people it goes into their guts right away, and they can suffer diarrhea, or they suffer constipation, or they are dry mouth. Like I am right now with stress.
Funny you should say that.
Everyone is different how the stress will affect them. And so, but it's definitely toxic.
Okay. Now, I'm a binge eater. Yeah. And I'm a foodaholic. And what was the other thing I was thinking of? Because we're talking about me now. And I like my comfort foods. Let's talk about comfort foods. Now, for me, a comfort food might be chocolate ice cream or Oreos. What does that do to your body, particularly when you're under stress?
Right, so you've got several components going on. But the biggest thing of what you just suggested, chocolate ice cream, for example, has sugar. If you read a label on the package, sugar.
I never read labels. Well, I'm afraid.
This is the thing. Under stress, it's really a hard time to start creating new habits. But that's also a mental perspective to feel like, oh, this is overwhelming. I can't handle another thing. But I think that when you say, I can't handle another thing, you're right. You can't. But when you say, I can handle one more thing, and I'm going to try and read a label, or I'm going to eat this ice cream and feel the feelings that I'm feeling when I'm eating this ice cream, you start serving yourself. But what happens, to break it down, is when you have ice cream, let's say you're eating sugar. And sugar has an inflammatory response in the body.
What does that mean in English?
So what happens is, all right, well, this is the thing about sugar, is that when you eat sugar, your body, your pancreas is going to send out insulin. to help bring down the blood sugar. And when it's doing that, it's not doing its other job, which is to send out glycogen, which helps to digest fat. So every time you're eating sugar, and you don't need to know the science, when you're eating sugar,
we're not breaking down the fat.
You are not digesting fat.
Well, you heard me say earlier that divorce is a death. But divorce is also a rebirth. I know I feel reborn. And it's a good time to make changes. And, you know, I can't recommend enough the positive aspects and how good you actually feel once you pull the plug on your marriage, as they say. Tell me about weight gain and rapid weight loss during divorces. What does that do to you?
Well,
you take one at a time if you'd like.
In our society, gaining weight, like just gaining weight and feeling no control over it, that's just going to make most people feel more depressed, self-esteem, you know, in the gutter. So if you can just keep off the weight, it's not maybe not the best time to start a very strict diet with yourself, but to be gentle with yourself is very important. And so to just keep off the weight, it's important to feel the feelings and try and find to just feel those feelings in some way other than by eating. Because what happens is with most eating is if you can eat enough that you're feeling your belt, your waistband cutting into your gut.
That's bad.
Well, you're eating too much. But the other thing is you're no longer feeling the feelings that are making you feel bad. Instead, you're feeling your waistline. And so then you're diverting your energies and you're not going to heal as quickly as when you just face it.
Okay, I got that. I thought that losing a lot of weight fast was a good thing. And I also thought, and I'm going to pat myself on the back for a minute, and then you can tell me how wrong I am, that I've lost 45 pounds since I moved out of my house. I'm as happy as a clam, and I lost the first 25 within a matter of weeks because I changed my life, and I was happy. Now, we're going to come back in a minute, and you're going to tell us why my rapid weight loss was not such a good thing after all. This is the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom. We're talking with Anna Maria Moore, and we are talking nutrition during a divorce. You can reach us here with your questions at 877-480-4120. This is Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hello again, everyone. That was the theme to the People's Court. I am not Judge Wapner, and my guest is not Rusty the Bailiff. I have Larry Bloom. We are here on the Divorce Hour, and we are speaking with Anna Maria Moore, a holistic nutritionist and a wellness counselor. Anna, tell me why my rapid weight loss wasn't such a good idea.
What can I say about rapid weight loss? You create no new habits when you have rapid weight loss. So
how can you say that? I exercised. I stopped eating emotionally. Aren't those good things?
Those are very good things. But you're also a big guy. But
Shh. Don't tell people
no,
that.
I mean, you're tall.
Okay, that's better.
Having not met you a year ago, but I think that the weight loss was brilliant for you. But for a lot of people losing a lot of weight very quickly, if they're not eating well, they're losing a lot of nutrition from their bodies. And the bottom line is that they lose it from their bones. And women in particular, rapid weight loss that's not being done with good eating habits, it usually is going to result in bone loss or brittle bones and just not serving themselves well. It's much better to lose weight slowly. The body gets used to it. And really with good eating habits, then you're also building up your bones and maintaining iron in your body, all the nutritional balance.
Are you suggesting that I may be gaining that weight back slowly?
I haven't
developed those skills.
Well, in your case, for each person, it's different. Maybe losing that weight, you lost a lot, and you were in touch with your feelings. You lost a lot of emotional distress through your fat because
I was euphoric. I was very happy. As a matter of fact, my aunt, and I hope my aunt is listening in Florida, said I was overcompensating.
Well, good. It sounds to me like you took responsibility for yourself and you took care of yourself. And that's what everybody needs to be doing under a very stressful situation, is taking responsibility for themselves and trying to eat right, exercise, sleep, and just take care of themselves so that they're the best that they can be, serving themselves and everyone around them. And if they've got kids, all the more important to keep it together, because certain foods can create a stressful situation just for healthy people. And a lot of people will lose weight by eating, drinking a lot of coffee, for example.
Not a good thing.
Terrible thing. I mean, coffee can lead to anxiety, it is very bad for the nutritional balance because it's very acidic. So for body to digest it, it has to take minerals from the bloodstream to be able to balance it, to be able to excrete it from the system. So you're talking losing calcium and magnesium and the things that you need to be healthier and stronger. So you don't want to, it's a diuretic. It's going to also dehydrate you. So for people that want to look and feel their best, they're now making themselves dehydrated. That's going to result in skin that doesn't look so good.
Okay, so let's say I decided tomorrow, I'm married, and I decided tomorrow I was going to leave my wife. It would be a good thing for me to get some nutritional counseling, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And tell me what you would do under those circumstances.
Well, under those circumstances, I try to help people to see how they have the power for themselves of what they have to do. Especially, let's say, someone hasn't been responsible for feeding themselves in the past. Their spouse fed them, or their spouse did the shopping. Well, this is the time they have to take responsibility for themselves and start adding things. They have to make sure that they're drinking enough water. Everyone says 8 glasses a day, but you have to take your body weight, cut that in half, and you need to drink that many ounces of water every day.
Whoa, that's a lot of water.
Yes, and believe me, it'll look great on your skin.
Okay. I think my skin's fine.
You look good. I'm
Thank
not
you.
Judging
I think,
you.
I think my skin is fine. Now, I always say there are the people that are divorced, and then there are the people that should be divorced. And what do I mean by that? The people, particularly the men, that gain 5 pounds every year and their blood pressure goes up 5 points every year. If they have proper nutrition, will it help their marriage, or is it there's no correlation?
Actually, I do think there's a correlation in what you eat. It works on you at such a cellular level that it does have to affect the way you think. And people that eat greens, deep greens that are cleaning out their liver, cleaning their blood.
When you say deep greens, you're talking broccoli and spinach?
Broccoli, spinach, chard, bok choy, kale, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, asparagus is also good. These are the foods that help.
New single people do not want to be eating cabbage. That has other ramifications.
If you eat enough cabbage, you don't have that issue.
Is that true?
That's true.
No kidding. Wow.
You want to add these things gradually, too, because what you're pointing out is having too much fiber all at once. When you've gone from a diet that doesn't have a lot of fiber, you just can't take too much at once.
Similarly, I would imagine that you don't dive into an exercise program, but you do that in moderation and you work up to that. Is that correct?
I think so. I think, well, you know, some people just want to dive into just erratic, you know, change everything right away. But
obsessive compulsive people you're talking about.
But I think it's important to find something that works for you. Everybody has something that works for them. But the most important thing about exercise, and when nothing else is going right, exercise. Go run. Go walk. Take a walk. But it gets the benefit is endorphins, and it's a feel good.
Endorphins are a feel good drug that your body produces itself.
Exactly.
And when you're eating the wrong things, is your body producing those endorphins?
When you're sitting on the couch eating,
right,
watching TV, no, there's no good endorphins are being.
There
produced.
Are no good endorphins. There's no double stuff Oreo endorphin release.
I'm sorry, there's nothing. There's just that. Right before you start eating it, and then but the bad feeling afterwards because you got that sugar rush that brings you up and then brings you down for a crash.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about your work with other healthcare professionals, talk about more exercise. I know that you have something called The Cleanse. I'm interested in what that is. And you're involved in a boot camp. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
correct.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that in a little while. If you have a question for me or you have a question for Anna, our toll-free number is 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom, and we're at talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
I'm Larry Bloom. You just heard Natalie Imbruglia singing Troubled by the Way We Came Together. Another great divorce song. I'm sitting here with my good friend, Anna Maria Moore, and we're talking about nutrition and divorce. Just want to remind everyone that you can call us here at 877-480-4120. You can reach me by email at larry@divorcebybloom.com. And you can call me at 212-964-3502. I can help you with the legal aspects of the divorce. Anna can help you with your health. Anna, tell me about the benefits of exercise.
Oh, exercise. You have... When you're looking at holistic nutrition and wellness, you're just not looking at the foods that you're eating, but you're looking at what we call at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. It's looking at primary foods, which is your relationships, your spiritual life, exercise, and my nerves just made me lose the last one. But the idea is that... When your relationships are off, then exercise is what helps you to get balance in your life. And
you meet healthier people while you're exercising.
You're doing so much good for yourself. You're helping to calm your mind. That is the most important thing. When you calm your mind and you can think straight and also just feel better, then everything goes better. Instead of going and you're being active. You're not just sitting in a dark place feeling that you have no control over what has happened to you.
You're not a victim anymore?
No way.
Okay. Good. That's good to know.
It's good to know. Just go and go. And you can do any kind of exercise. You can certainly do things all by yourself, like running. But you can, there. If you're, find a friend. Go running. Go chat while you're running.
Or better yet, if you were... Me 45 pounds ago, start walking. Or don't run right away. Start walking.
You want to set yourself up for success, just like you would any loved one, like your children, for example. You want to set them up for success. So why do anything less for yourself? Set yourself up for success with things that you can do little by little that make you stronger, feel better. And then you keep adding on as you can take on more things. And then you start adding variety. You can take a yoga class, which is brilliant, or you can go Tai Chi, or you can Taekwondo. Or
weight training.
Weight training. These are all really good, and it's good to vary the exercise that you're doing, because then you're stretching. That's helping the outer layers of your skin to really be more flexible, and that affects your nervous system to be more calm. That's why stretching feels so good. And then you want to do some weight training to strengthen yourself. You want to do grounding exercises that are developing your legs as well. And you want to breathe. You want to get the air all the way down into your stomach area. So that is what's oxygenating you and making you feel not so constricted, but expansive. And that is going to affect you at a deep emotional level.
Now, I know you're going to be starting a boot camp. Can you tell me what boot camp is?
Well, I started working with this personal trainer, Mark Hubert, of Body Vision is the name of his company. And I found that working with him, I was doing leg lifts and crunches and all kinds of exercises that I don't normally do by myself. And I found it very helpful to work with him. But the other thing was that his particular way of looking at weight training is to use the breath. And by that, that was a very powerful twist. I've worked with other personal trainers. And the result was I had no difficulty afterwards. Like, I could still walk up and down the stairs, for example. Like, that's a classic example. You don't want to overdo it. And his way of doing things is a very gentle but effective way. And so I asked him if we couldn't do a boot camp. So it started. It's on Sundays from 5 to 6 at Stuyvesant Square Park. That's between 2nd and 3rd Avenue on 16th Street in Manhattan. And also on Wednesdays, we meet from 2 to 3 at the same place. But we added nutrition. So on Monday mornings, people can call the teleconference and get just a little bit of information that they can chew on that will help them get to the next level. Because he was sending clients to me that needed help with their diet, and I wanted to send clients to him to get the exercise done. And
at the exercise, you're also giving some nutritional advice as well.
Well, absolutely, because when you exercise at a higher level, you need to you need to feed yourself in a way that doesn't have a rebound effect. Like a lot of people will, and I'm sure you've heard this common complaint. Oh, I'm exercising more, but oh, I'm eating so much after I exercise, so I haven't lost any weight.
The trick is to drink water. You got to bring water with you to those exercise classes.
That's right. You have to change your habits around doing things, and just in little ways, like what you just suggested, drinking water makes all the difference to stay hydrated. And a lot of times, people confuse hunger with being dehydrated.
Okay. And there are certain foods that you should be eating after you exercise, both before and after your exercise.
Sure. And like, for example, really rigorous exercise. After that, you should have like a little protein to help. But you should also be drinking a lot more liquid. And I think probably the perfect drink is a green drink with some protein powder in it, because you're building up your muscle.
What do you mean a green drink? What is that?
Oh, let me go back a step then. Green drinks are vegetable juices.
Ah.
And then you put instead of going and getting yourself a big pizza or a hero sandwich or, eating a big steak, or I don't know what people want to eat, but this seems to me like a perfect solution to eating some protein, because a lot of those protein bars, you look at them and the first five ingredients are sugar. And you don't need sugar. Your body makes the sugar itself. 150 years ago, people did not consume any sugar. And look, they'd gotten us this far, up to 150 years ago, man still existed. And, we don't need sugar. And our bodies haven't adjusted to the consumption of sugar. Anyway.
Now, Anna, I've heard, every year when they run the marathon, they talk about carbo loading. Now, when we come back, I want to ask you about carbo loading and about the pluses and the minuses of carbohydrates, because there's a lot of A lot of discussion out there about whether carbs are good or carbs are bad. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. We are here with Anna Maria Moore, and she is a holistic nutritionist and wellness counselor. Please give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 877. You would think I would remember this number without having to look at it. 877-480-4120. Give us a call. We're here at the Divorce Hour.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms. Another great divorce song. We're here today with Anna Maria Moore. Anna, how does one contact you in order to use your services?
Please contact me at www.annamariamoore.com or email Anna, A-N-A, at annamariamoore.com or call me. I love to speak to you at 917-848-8295. I give consultations in person and by phone.
Great. Tell us about carbs.
Carbs. Well, one thing about nutrition is you can have people say the carbs don't work for them and carbs do work for them, and everyone can be right. because it's bio-individuality and how people digest makes a big difference. But this is the basic about carbs. You want to eat complex carbs because they break down slowly in the body. Complex carbs are whole grains and vegetables with fiber. That means that when it goes into your body and you're having eating, it has some sugar in it. You know, there's natural sugar in the foods, but it breaks down with all of that fiber. It brings it down to a level that is not causing your pancreas to send out insulin. You're keeping your blood sugar at a nice level. When you're keeping it at an even level, that means steady energy. And your body's going to burn fat. And you want your body to burn fat because it makes your mood much steadier and calmer. And why not make yourself more calm at a time when it's already stressful?
And we're talking about going through a divorce, of course.
Yes, I can't imagine any time being more stressful than that, trying to keep it all together for everybody. So, and for yourself. So that being said, so you want to look at things that are just natural foods. As I said, fruits and vegetables are the things to be eating. There are the carbs that are simple, like pasta and white bread, even bread. A lot of the bread has sugar in it. So you need to look at the label. So you could say, oh, that's a whole wheat bread. But most of them have sugar in it or high fructose corn syrup. And these things have inflammatory effect on the body, so it's stressful as it is.
We could do a whole show on corn.
You could go on and on. Most people's hair is made of corn. When they do those hair analysis tests, they find there's a lot of, they're made up of corn. So if you could have a very varied diet, but if there's high fructose corn syrup in most of that, most of those ingredients.
So basically what you're saying is we should stay away from the white foods, the potatoes, the breads, the, I don't know, what was the other thing?
Right, the potatoes, the white, well.
Oh, and the pasta.
I'm not every nutritionist would agree with me, but I do make exceptions for potatoes. My family's from Peru. The Incas, the civilization is based on potato growing. The potato that people eat there is different than the potato that we eat here. The potato that travels and stays in your shelf for months and months and months is a hybridized potato. And that potato
is a what kind of potato?
Hybridized.
Oh, hybridized. Okay.
So it doesn't give you as much nutrition. And it turns into sugar very quickly in the body. So that's why you want to stay away from French fries. That's what you want to stay away from. Or make them yourself. Go to the farmer's market, buy the potatoes from the farmer who hasn't put lots of chemicals in the soil and lots of fertilizers to make his potatoes grow, and eat those. But just, so that's my digression on potatoes. But the rest of it, white flour you want to keep away from. You want to keep away from white sugar. You want to read the labels, because then you're going to see that it's in a lot of the foods, and you're doing yourself a big favor when you keep away from those. It is a big fallacy that you need to eat lots of pasta before you go marathon running, for example.
That's a myth?
It's a myth, at least from the personal trainers I've spoken to. But I know that elephants and horses are the biggest herbivores on the planet, and they don't have to pasta load
okay.
in order to have strong okay. muscles.
I want to address one point with you, because I know Sunday night you're going to be starting The Cleanse.
Yes.
What is The Cleanse?
Well, The Cleanse, I decided to start it on Sunday night.
On
Mother's Day as a tribute to my mother.
Okay.
Who always supported me in my business practice. And what I've done, in the beginning I didn't agree about cleanses, but then I started trying them out, and I have found in my experience with in my practice over the past 4 years and my exploration is that the things that most seem offensive to you that you don't want to do, well, aside from like maybe doing drugs, you know, there are things that are definitely you should not be doing, but things that maybe you think are uncomfortable are really worth a try, because they're pushing you out of the comfort zone. And that's what The Cleanse did for me. So I tried these cleanses in the beginning.
Well, what is it?
What is it? It's about streaming down your food. You can have a mono cleanse, just eating one thing all the time. And these things feed your body, but give your digestive tract a break. so that your liver can regenerate, and but it also helps you get in touch with what your relationship is with food.
And I think with that, we should let people again know how to contact you so that they can deal with the relationship with food with you, just like they deal with the relation, the bad relationship with their spouse with me. Your contact information one more time.
It's www.annamariamoore.com or Anna, A-N-A, at annamariamoore.com or 917-848-8295.
And to reach me, you can get to me at 212-964-3502 and Larry at divorcedbybloom, BLOOM.com. I would love to have show suggestions. I can answer some of your legal divorce questions, and we can go from there. And I want to thank you so much for coming in. And I want to leave you with these words, in the immortal words of Dale Evans. Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I've enjoyed this hour with you, Anna. I hope we can do it again sometime. This is the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom, my special guest, Anna Maria Moore.
Thank you. Give us
a call the next time you're around. Listen to us next week. If you like what you've heard, tell a friend. Listen more. Call Anna. Call me. You are listening to The Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. We'll see you again next Friday.